DeepEnglish.com.
If you are blind, you still have the window of your ears. And if you are deaf, you can listen through your eyes. If you are blind, what do you still have? If you are blind, you still have the window of your ears. If you are deaf, can you listen through your ears? No, if you are deaf, you can't listen through your ears. If you are deaf, you can listen through your eyes. Helen Keller could neither see nor hear. Could Helen Keller see and hear? No, Helen Keller could neither see nor hear. Yet miraculously, she found her salvation through language. Did she miraculously find her salvation through language or dance? She miraculously found her salvation through language. Keller was the first deaf and blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. Who was the first deaf and blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree? Keller was the first deaf and blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. Her autobiography, The Story of My Life, was once on the reading list of most American schools. What was her autobiography called? Her autobiography was called The Story of My Life. Where was it once on the reading list? It was once on the reading list of most American schools. She earned renown as an activist for women's suffrage, socialism, and anti-militarism. Did she earn renown as an activist for women's suffrage? Yes, she earned renown as an activist for women's suffrage. For what else did she earn renown? She earned renown as an activist for socialism and anti-militarism. Keller was born in Tuscumbia, Alabama in 1880. Where was Keller born? Keller was born in Tuscumbia, Alabama. A few months from her second birthday, she fell seriously ill. What happened a few months from her second birthday? A few months from her second birthday, she fell seriously ill. Doctors said it might be scarlet fever or meningitis. Did doctors say it might be the measles? No, doctors didn't say it might be the measles. Doctors said it might be scarlet fever or meningitis. The only certain thing about Keller's illness was it robbed her of both her ears and eyes. What did the illness rob Keller of? The illness robbed Keller of both her ears and eyes. She would never see or hear again. Would she ever see or hear again? No, she would never see or hear again. At a young age, Helen was sent to Perkins Institute for the Blind. To where was Helen sent at a young age? At a young age, Helen was sent to Perkins Institute for the Blind. She was placed in the care of a blind teacher named Ann Sullivan. In whose care was she placed? She was placed in the care of a blind teacher named Ann Sullivan. One day, Ann ran cool water over one of Helen's hands and made the symbolic motion for water on the other. What did Ann run over one of Helen's hands? Ann ran cool water over one of Helen's hands. What symbolic motion did she make on the other hand? She made the symbolic motion for water on the other hand. It was a breakthrough. Was it a waste of time? No, it wasn't a waste of time. It was a breakthrough. For the first time in her life, she realized that everything had a name. What did she realize for the first time in her life? She realized for the first time in her life that everything had a name. After that, Keller's appetite for new words was insatiable. Was Keller's appetite for food insatiable? No, Keller's appetite for food wasn't insatiable. Keller's appetite for new words was insatiable. Under her teacher's wing, Keller blossomed. What happened to Keller under her teacher's wing? Keller blossomed under her teacher's wing. Ann taught her to communicate in a unique way by spelling words rhythmically on the palm of her hand. Where did Ann spell words rhythmically? Ann spelled words rhythmically on the palm of her hand. Was the way Ann taught her to communicate normal or unique? The way Ann taught her to communicate was unique. She eventually learned to hear by reading people's lips with her heightened sense of touch. How did she eventually learn to hear? She eventually learned to hear by reading people's lips with her heightened sense of touch. She also became proficient in Braille. What did she become proficient in? She became proficient in Braille. She could even enjoy music by feeling the vibrations with her hand. How could she enjoy music? She could enjoy music by feeling the vibrations with her hand. She graduated from Harvard University and went on to become a world-famous speaker and author of 12 books. What university did she graduate from? She graduated from Harvard University. What did she go on to become? She went on to become a world-famous speaker and author of 12 books. From 1946 to 1957, she visited 35 countries and met every U.S. president from Grover Cleveland to Lyndon B. Johnson. How many countries did she visit from 1946 to 1957? She visited 35 countries from 1946 to 1957. Did she meet any U.S. presidents? Yes, she met every U.S. president from Grover Cleveland to Lyndon B. Johnson. Keller was also a committed socialist and anarchist. Was Keller a committed capitalist and authoritarian? No, Keller wasn't a committed capitalist and authoritarian. Keller was a committed socialist and anarchist. She believed in equality and respect for all. What did she believe in? She believed in equality and respect for all. She felt her own world of deafness and blindness paled in comparison to the dark injustices of the world outside. What did she feel paled in comparison to the dark injustices of the world outside? She felt her own world of deafness and blindness paled in comparison to the dark injustices of the world outside. Keller wrote, "My darkness had been filled with the light of intelligence." What had her darkness been filled with? Her darkness had been filled with the light of intelligence. Meanwhile, the outer daylit world was stumbling and groping in social blindness. What was stumbling and groping in social blindness? The outer daylit world was stumbling and groping in social blindness. Anne Sullivan died in 1936. Who died in 1936? Anne Sullivan died in 1936. Keller was holding the hand of her beloved teacher and companion at the moment of death. Was Keller holding the hand of her beloved teacher at the moment of death? Yes, Keller was holding the hand of her beloved teacher at the moment of death. It was the end of a beautiful relationship of 49 years. What was it the end of? It was the end of a beautiful relationship of 49 years. Keller died in 1968, aged 87. How old was Keller when she died in 1968? Keller was 87 when she died in 1968. Helen Keller's legacy is immense. Is Helen Keller's legacy trivial? No, Helen Keller's legacy isn't trivial. Helen Keller's legacy is immense. She was a woman who could not hear but learned to speak. Was she a woman who could not walk but learned to fly? No, she wasn't a woman who could not walk but learned to fly. She was a woman who could not hear but learned to speak. She was a woman who could not see, yet she shared her vision through the miracle of language. Was she a woman who could not see, yet she shared her vision through the miracle of language? Yes, she was a woman who could not see, yet she shared her vision through the miracle of language.